Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.
Okay, listen, before we start with the Hilchos Purim, I just want to say one word on the Haftarah. The Haftarah today, since the Pasuk speaks about the Mishkan, so the Haftarah is about the building of the Beis HaMikdash. Pasuk, no?
Right.
Where's the Haftarah? Here it is. It says the way Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, he has Shleishim Elefish, 30,000 people, Vashachem Levonoino, and he sent the crew, whatever you want to call them, to Levonoin, to chop down the trees and bring them to back. Aseres Alofen Bachoydesh, 10,000 every Choydesh. Khalifas Choydesh Yiyu Balvonoin. So they worked 1 month in Levonin. Shnayim chadoshim evesoy. Then they were off for 2 months. In other words, you had a group of 30,000 people, a revolving number 10,000 1 month, and then 10,000 the second 10,000 second month, and 30 the third month. And then, of course, the first one was back. So they worked 1 month, and they were home for 2 months. So Shalmi Ksubas comments on that. Why was it? So Shalmi, to show you the building of a bias for Yisrael, building of a family, husband and wife, and a family is twice as important as building the Beis HaMikdash. It's an extraordinary expression of the Talmud of the Gemara Yerushalmi in Ksubas, to show you the importance of a family in Israel. Because actually the family is the unit of the Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is not built on a man. A man is this, and one man is this. Doesn't matter. The same thing not on a woman. But the family, the man and the wife, and the family, this is the unit of the Klal Yisrael. And if Chassid Sholem and the wife and the husband can't get together, whatever, the Rebbeinu Sholem himself mixes in. Lasser Sholem and Israel Yishta, the only place where it's guaranteed a nest from the Seder, that knows to make peace between Israel Yishta. So you see the importance of the family units in Klal Yisrael. This is an introduction. We're going to learn about the Dinim from Purim. All right. I decided to learn right from the Rambam, the best is on. The Rambam says, Kriyas HaMegillah Bezmano, reading the Megillah at whatever time, because of various times. We read it 14th and Yerushalayim the 15th. Mitzaseh Medivrei Sofrim. It's Mitzaseh Medrabonon. Because the Torah doesn't say it, although it's a remez, I think I mentioned it, the Rekeach says a remez of Chanukah and Purim, because the Meyadim are in Parshas Emor. After the Parshas of Meyadim, there's a Parshas from Neros, and then the Parshas of from Lechem Aponim. So the Rekeach, the Neros is a remez of Chanukah, Lechem Aponim is a remez on Purim. The Iker Purim of the Suda, the Skorim and Asim. Skorim recites reading the Megillah, and Asim, there's the Suda. Unfortunately, the rabbi was speaking about by Rollback, Pung Tzomincha, and unfortunately today people, Amamishmith, the Mitzatraskit, the whole Suda's Purim. Suda's Purim, first of all, everybody's busy with hundreds of Shalach Munas, which is ridiculous. You only have to send one Shalach Munas. Yisrael Yehu, I mean, how many good friends can a person have? The whole city is Yisrael Yehu. Who are we kidding? Yisrael Yehu means a good friend. And besides that, the mitzvah is the Suda. The Suda, Rashi says in Megillah, That mishpocha, mishpocha, that people have to get together and celebrate together the Yom Tov of the Nes of Purim. And how are you going to get celebrated that night after Purim is over? After Purim is over, so it's Purim. It's not Purim. They're celebrating on Sunday night, they say not Purim. Sunday is Purim, and this year especially, daylight saving time, there's no excuse for having a Suda at night. You should have it in the morning or the afternoon of Sunday in front of Shabbos Suda. Okay, so it's necessary to read the Bible. And the Iker is only the daytime. Because the Machlek is the Ramam Ben Tzam, we read the Megillah twice, at night and in the morning. Omer Shuma Levi, Chazon, Likas and Megillah, or Sinai Shuma Lailo. So, Zokt, the Rabbein Tzam, you make a brocha Shechionu and the reading at night, then you make a brocha Shechionu in the morning again. How can I make a second Shechionu? The second Shechionu is because it's a new sug of mitzvah, new type of mitzvah. Why? The mitzvah at night is only the Rabbonon. And in the morning it will be divrei sofrim. When Motzei Esther and Anshei Knesset Gdela, when they made the Sakana, Kriyas Megillah, it was only in the daytime. All the mitzvahs were in the daytime. Shefer, Lulav, Tzitzis, and Tfil, all mitzvahs were Terech Klal in the daytime. We have nothing to hide. The mitzvah in the daytime. When the Terech, when the Chachomim made the Sakana, the Purim was the daytime. Shuvah Levi said, it's a good idea to read at night too. So Toyaman says the night reading is Rabbonon. In the morning is Bezivri Sofrim. It's a new Suga Mitzvah of Machun, Nochmash, Nochmash, Sam, Smiling Ashkenaz. Svadim Psaki, they follow the Psak of the Rambam. They only say Shechionu on the night. In the morning, you don't say Shechionu because they have the night. But the same thing you have with Shefer. It's all sons. We say Shechionu. We roll Shefer the first day, Rosh Hashanah on the second day. Sfadim, the Mechaber only says the first day. Unless it's Shabbos, the first day of Shabbos, then you roll the second, and you say Shechionah. But otherwise, you only say Shechionah once. There's no Machlekes, the Rambam made his time. Okay, so let's continue. Hakol Chayovim Mikriyoso. Anoshim, Venoshim, Gerim, Gerim, the Gerim, and after all, they were in danger, Chalila. But they have to be, Sameach and the Simcha of the entire nation that we are freed from Muhammad and Achrius. And Avodim Meshuchrorim, an Evet was Meshuchra, an Evet Kanan is Meshuchra, he's a Ger. Weistachois the Ramah Halt Avodim. I mean, we're not familiar with Avodim, you know, now. Fortunately, we have no Avodim since Abraham Lincoln decided the freedom. So, Avodim Kenanim Potter from Megillah. In the Emerson Machalik is the Rambam in the Tour. The Rambam Paskin the Potter, and the Bechaber Shechonor follows the Rambam. However, the Tour says Avodim Achayev. Magen Avraham quotes the Tour. I think we once mentioned it. The Gemara says, why are Noshim Chayovis with Kriyas Megillah Afein Hoi Beis Hanes? Noshim Chayovis with Abba Kaisis Afein Hoi Beis Hanes. Is the Machlekes Afein Hoi Beis Hanes, that was the Iker of the Nes? That it was Yehudas, Bachanikir, and the Chanikir Zechachas, and Noshim Chayovis with Afein. Other pshat is name because we bought the gzeir al hashvid lar galabit. If was based on Hanes the Iker, so only Esther, only a Noshim, avodim a potter. However, if it's the gzeir, if it's the gzeir, then avodim kananim also there. We're also Jewish. We're also Jewish. It's omer avodim kananim. So omer those machlekes the Rambam knew too. They have the machlekes in the Gemara. In the Rashbam and the other Rishonim, most pshat afein hoi beis hanes. It's totally different there. But the Rambam holds dafke avodim meshuchrorim achayev. Other avodim are kopotim. Yeah. Umevatlin avedoson. Kenim avedoson. Umevatlin avedoson. Boy, the Shmei Amikra Megillah. That's what mine said. What's that mevatlin avedoson? Just because they didn't do the avedah? Huh? seht euch, als wir wasseln zusammen zählen, zu gehen in Megillah. Ist bei Emerson fragt, dass der Beißer freien, freien muss auch mal Gold ist. Und sagt, was lang zählen. Mikro Megillah doch echt mal, doch echt zählen. Mikro Megillah zählen. So he says, there's beetle in Kamus and in Echus. In quantity, you also speak in quality. If a person emotionally can learn a Gemara and Tzaisus, in a Mashor, and he can learn a Shach and a Tzav, he decides he's going to say Tillim. Say Tillim. Oh, I find a reason. Say Tillim. That's not learning. And even if you learn on Chumash and Rashi, Genug, and after your talk, you have the ability to learn something with Amkis, doesn't be to tell. If a person has the ability and the faculties, he can learn Taki by Amkis, and he says, all right, just like Bohem and Rashi, and like in Dafayemi, you know, then they go through, oh, it's Yashen, it's Yashen. A person who can take every Daf, if you have the time and the energy, and you can learn the Daf with the Mephoshim, with the Rif, and the Rosh, and the Marshal, and all the Mephoshim, those are Galeas, otherwise it's back to be to tell. But of course, I mean, we cannot criticize Dafayemi, because for sure, I mean, there was way to forget, everybody should learn Taki and get a big idea. But what's that? Cain and Vashlam have it also. The Mechaber Paskins and the Rambam Paskins say that Kriyas and Megillah takes preference for all mitzvahs. Right? Before you do anything else, you have to come in the morning, you get up in the morning, you come to shul, and you daven, you hear the Megillah, then you go home and do whatever you want. But Kriyas and Megillah, Achutz the Gemara says a mes mitzvah only one. Now, state in the Poskim Hashanah, if what happened, a man was busy, late in the afternoon, he only has time for one mitzvah, either to daven or to read Megillah. If to read Megillah, he wouldn't have time for a tefillah and daven. Is the Mechaber, the Ramah, Paskin, and the Ramah, and the Shochlom. And the ancient mitzvah shall tear a nitzris and regirs Megillah. Shumay for it. However, the Mephoshim bring the Taz, bring the Mashal, says that Basumay Nisi is so important that even if you're Mephoshim, the mitzvah in the Legamli, you don't have time to daven, you should read the Megillah. You should read the Megillah rather than daven. As they house there, the Marshal and Mr. Burr brings us a Das Agor, the real Agor Zirzigal. Assuming Nisa is the most important thing you can have. So the male Zopshat, Kainim and Vatlan have a Tosom. One which may have made a Megillah. How do I find this? I'm a Kivega, I give you a Shas, the Gemara of Gimel. Kainim and Vatlan, look, a Piske Tesvis in Eruchon. If you look it up, don't state us. The Pshat and Vashon have it tossed them, even if they don't do the Aveda, the Aveda would bottle them. But Mikra Megillah is that important. That is that important. Now I want to tell you another thing that important to Mikra Megillah. So Maitre de Vilna Goyen, the Chashan and the Gemara, whether you need to have a minion of Kriyas and Megillah. Now look at my ask. Bismano, if you read the Megillah Bismano, you don't need a minion. In other words, if there's no minion, there must be people that can't come to shul for one reason or another, so you read the Megillah privately. And this Malach, Shalei Bismano, you can only with a minion. Shalei Bismano is only with a minion. That's the
mindset.
Shouldn't be proof for it. What? What's that Shalei Bismano? They used to have the Kfarim, used to read it, you know, if you'd base it, Gimel. There you must have a minion. Shleim Bala Boy minion. There's a shyly incidentally, when Purim comes on Friday, right? So we read Megillah on Friday. What about Yerushalayim? They can't read it on Shabbos, right? Just like an Obo Shef on Shabbos. So when do they read the Megillah? No.
Sunday.
Friday.
Who said Sunday?
Friday.
Who says no? Le'yavah. Can't do that on it. So Gemara, you read on Friday. Read on Friday. Now this reading on Friday, there's a Bismana or Shalei Bismana? Do you need a minion or not? Mishnah Berurah says there's klor in the Gemara mutli mishmur tzofri salik. So Mishnah Berurah says a klor in the Befurah of the Sugya that in the Shalei Vizman in Edom Inyan. It's the Shalei Vizman in Edom Inyan. It's Mishnah Berurah. The Meir Simcha is medagdik from the Rambam and El Sumeach is medagdik the Rambam has to stack him his man. Incidentally, many years ago, the Meishu Shtelmok put out a Kuntris Purim Shulash. You know, when Purim in Yerushalayim comes on Shabbos, it's a triple one. Why is it triple? Because they read the Megillah on Friday. Shabbos, they read the Haftarah from Pekalazir HaShokha HaMolech. Haftarah HaShokha, they read it again. And on Sunday, it's Tzudah. Some say it's Tzudah. On Shabbos, anyway, it's Hagan Sal Tzuma, Purim Shulash. So he says there, that's the Ziknei Yerushalayim told them that they always read it on Friday, even on a minion. And this was mine. This was mine. So this was mine. And there's a Sefer Yad HaMelech on the Rambam. Are you familiar with that Sefer Yad HaMelech?
No, you've been an Enoch.
Who's?
Enoch from the Tzlach.
Enoch from the Tzlach. Anyway, I think he was the one of the Rav and Baroz that the big Mechlekes with Rav Shlomo Kluger. But it's going to ask, as a grace of Sefer, yeah? He has by him his poshet at his mizmana. So the ma'ase, I mean, if you ever in Yerushalayim and if it happens Purim is Friday, you have to ask the local rabbanim on the minigun. But getting back to the Vilna Goyen, when he went in Golas, so it all happened before Purim. At Tanya Sester, he was on the road, and he had figured out, but he'll be in this and this town Purim night till his Megillah. So the Ganser Mai said, yes, for one reason or another, he came late. Comes into shul, it was in the middle of the week, obviously, and everybody, the rest of Megillah, they went home, they were fasting, a regular thing. Comes to shul, there's no minion. So he went outside, there were young fellows, you know, they were whatever, they were playing out, Jewish boys. He said, boys, I'll give each one a few prutas, whatever you had, come in, I need a minion for the Megillah. So that's fine, they all came in. As soon as he made the bracha, he all ran away. So he was forced to read the Megillah b'yochid. Kol yomav hayom itstayer. He was the rest of his life, whenever he reminded himself that once in his life he read the Megillah b'yochid. The rest of his life, never reminded himself of itstayer. And at night, you know, the Rabbonim answer, in the morning, Achiv, there was suffer. So you see how important it is to, if at all, whatever you do, there's no lack of a minion today, but in this town or in any good Jewish city, but you see how important it is if you're the glorious of Mitzvah, aim all in his life, because he had no, outside of and he had to read him, a son. Okay. Why was it? Actually, because the final machlekes, the Gemara says, Omar Rav, Megillah b'zmano b'yochid, Shalei b'zmano l'hob n'minyan. It's machlekes of Rishenim. Under the land of the Chatzchila. Shalei b'zmano l'minyan is also the Chatzchila. But if you read the Megillah without the minyan, Shalei b'zmano z'nechiyetz, you can break it. But under Rishenim, house that's miyakim. And there's some Rishenim, a filah b'zmano is meant to be the yevet. L'chaskili need a minion, a filah b'zmano. Fast enough mitzayim, because he was mitzag, the Karitas of Rabban, that the goyin of Zachneigim and b'chol ma'isov, like all in Shainim. And here he was forced to read the Megillah without a minion, once in his life. All right, blowing it right up. The writer was in the middle of the first halach in the Rama. Some of them write our state so. Of yeah. Now, how much of the Megillah do you have to read? Huh? Mitzvah of Megillah, Bayem, Balaylov, and Fatima, all day and all night, so statement of Mises, Shalish Barachas, Al Mikom Megillah. and Shos and Isim and Shevyona. We went through that, yes. Went through that. And then as a bracha after the Megillah, Harav es Rivenu, Vahadon es Dinenu, Vihanoikem es Nikmosenu, Vanifalonu Mitzorenu, Vamshal Gmol Cholev en Afshenu, Baruch Hashem, Vanifal en Yisrael, Mikol Sereim, Ha'il Mashiach. Seven different Loshenas they have. So before some explain why each one. But there's a Shaila, this, the bracha that said Lachaveh, is only said with Tzibor. They state it from Lord. Because the Gemara says that's a minig. So therefore, when you read the Megillah with Tzibor, then you say the Bracha Lachreo. The Valkyria is Messiah, and he says the Bracha. And incidentally, it's very important that he rolls up the Megillah before he makes the Bracha. They state it from Lord. And you might think, alright, it's a good enough. In the final sefer, I mean, a Chaim Kain for the Talmid of Nari, he says, "I'll be Kabbalah is a gevaldik gerinian to fold it up, to roll it up, and then say the bracha." Why do you have different machines? So Rav Avraham and others say there were seven times that the Jews had to go out to war against Amalek. Each one is pinpointed. So you have it, Kedem Mashiach. But some that the Mishnah Berurah is neither to say even be Yochid. If somebody would say it, Bafilim Yochis, you know, he says, it's Nitkin Umlik, Nigavella. Mr. Boer represents this to them. Shulchanor states Afke Mitzibah, not the Yochis, but Mr. Boer says, but the Yochis talk to local. It's better, maybe it's Taka, the Yochis not. So the Yochis, my sin, I don't think anybody says the Yochis. I've read the Yochis for some times. I don't remember saying the Baruch and the Yochis. The Yochid and the Rav is not said. Now there is about a city that is a suffix. Of course, in America there's no problem. America, in the days of Yeshua ben Nun, there was nobody here. Oh, Eir Shel Suffix. Im Hois Mekefes Bnei Yeshua ben Nun. Right? Kerem Mishnei Ayomim. Right? So you read in both days and both nights. Right? Omevochen al Kriyoso. What about the Broche? Yutalit Bilvat. Only on the 14th. On Purim itself. On Shushan Purim, you read the beginning, you don't say a Broche. Hails man Kriyoso l'Revoilam. Since most of the world reads on the 14th, so Amela, Mustamis, that's probably best. The rest is Mishum Sof. That's Mishum. So the Mishnah Lamelach has a big shmuyas here. Mishnah Lamelach has a big shmuyas. He brings it like this. Kosov Aran. The Ran says that the Ga'anim say that where you have a city that's a Sofik, Mukefas Mishesh Benun, you read it on the 14th only. Why? The Sechel Zokteran, you have a Sophic, so whether you're trying to be Yetzir Sophic, you start reading the 14th. Once you read it on the 14th, now you have a problem. Was I Yetzir or not? It's only a Sophic and a Rabbonim, it was Sophic. So the Gainim say you don't have to read it again. Listen to Rama. Yes, the Rambam says you should read it twice. The Gainim said no. Once you read it on the 14th, then it comes to the 15th. You have a problem, was I Yetzer or not? Sophic, you'll have to read it again. Sophic, the one I call it. For Ekter, Mishnah, and Melech, we find the Gemara in Psochem. The Gemara says there's a Shaila, whether you have to say the drinking of the wine by the Seder, Be'er-Sebe or not? Because some things we do Be'er-Sebe, Moshel Matzah, Be'er-Sebe, Be'er-Sebe, right? Morel Shloi Be'er-Sebe, Moshel Be'er-Sebe. Comes to Koyrech, the Ganser of Tanks of Shalem. But when we do it probably Be'er-Sebe. When it comes to the wine, the Gemara says, some say, in the Amorim, the Machlekes, some say you have to read it Be'er-Sebe the first two, and some say the last two. Some say the first two before the meal. Some say Tafki by the Bikkur Samos and the Hal. Since we have a Shaila, so we do all four of them. Fret the Mishle Melech, according to the Ran and the Gainim, when it comes to Seder night, you have a suffix to whether the first or two, so first you read the first two. Once you did the first two by a Seder, it comes to the last two, you have a Shaila. Was I Yetzer and us? Me suffix, you don't have to do it. Chaz Rabbanah. One of the chilics said, not my use cases, only all four of them, and over here you have to read the Megillah only once. So the Mishnah Melech the Poshet of Teretz, Teretz of Poshet. Over there, if you're going to say that you Yetzer with the first two, but the Chosh Kuhn, that they will never have the mitzvah by the second two. And if the Kavone of the Chazal was the second two, you will never be Mekayimet. Over here, it's not such a Shaila Be'esem. Everybody knows most cities read it the 14th. Yerushalayim and other cities, the 15th. The Chayodim incidentally brings us Prague. They used to read it in both days. Take a look at Chayodim. They say it's Prague, it's so old, that a suffix Mekefes Hemesh Shubanu. One of the oldest cities in the world, Prague. Oh, but over there, the Chazayim, we have some people read as the 14th, in some cities the 15th. This particular city is a Shaila, which it belongs to. So if they won't read it on the 15th, that's a Batalan, that's a Konos Chazal. The Konos Chazal will still be there, because these people read the 14th and the 15th. Whereas over there, by the cases, if you're going to say that everybody can depend that you did it the first two, the last two will never have a Seder. And it's possible the Etzem Takone was the last two, so you will never have a Kiyum and the Mitzvah. Therefore, the Chachom had the whole age and they said you must do all four. Anyways, that's very, very pilpul-dikas test. The Shah Melech, if anybody wants to go further and do a little research, the Shah Melech goes into further, there's a bigger discussion, but this Mishnah Melech is a long Mishnah Melech. Okay. We're still in Perek Aleph. I want to tell you a secret. Now comes, of course, a halacha which doesn't apply to us. Kol is a Megillah about the Rishon. What is the red Megillah in Ashon Muberes on the Rishon? V'yachakach Ibru Besen es Hashono, Besen decided that this year is going to be a second order. Chayzrim v'kerem ha'isor ba'odor sheni, bismano. Then you have to read the odor sheni, bismano. In other words, what you read the first order doesn't count. So actually, most of the sheni ma'altin that in Hashono were better as the ikel to the vision. Most of somebody has your side. Is say the parent passed away in Hashanah Pshuto, in order comes in the next year the Hashanah Mubarak. So most poskim, the Ramos says the Ikel to Olarishin, even though they say Kaddish both others, but Shadi for fasting, whatever, Olarishin the Ikel. There are Mechaber Al the Olarishin the Ikel. But when it comes to Kriyas HaMegillah, everybody agrees the Ikel to Olarishin. Of course, we have no problem because L'chaskir, we know it's going to be Hashon Muberes. But even if they already read it and then Bez decides Hashon Muberes, they have to read it again. Tavos, because Smichas Geula LeGeula Odif. The Geula of Purim as a Shaychas with Geula of Pesach. What's a Shaychas? Because in some ways Purim is even greater than Pesach. Pesach was everything alpines. Everything was alpines. As some makas and nisim, kris yams of everything is ness. Purim is just the opposite. Everything is hidden in the tevah. Everything is hidden in the tevah. Well, son, the Shem Hashem isn't even mentioned in the Megillah. It's hidden. The Gashgokh, the Mir Paskin as Esther Mitzamesh Yotayim, that the cloth of Esther is a kedusha, just like a sefer Torah or whatever. There's a halacha in the Gemara. Esther was Tamas Yatayim. Oh, but the hashgach is hidden away. That's why there's a machlekes in the Gemara. How much does a person have to read? The male says shorchel kreishes kula. It's a mishnah. The male says you have to read the whole Megillah from beginning to end. Rabbi Yehuda says ish Yehudi Yehoya. Who's interested in Achashverosh? We got drunk. Ish Yehudi, the Iker, Moshe Tzadik, Moshe and Esther, they're the ones who brought the whole mess. Ish Yehudi. Rabbi Yehesi says Achaz Vomayla Gidol HaMelech HaShomer. And Reb Shimon in the Gemara, Reb Shimon in Yehoya says Balayla Hu Nodazor Shanas HaMelech. So the Gemara says the whole thing is a state trick. The Kayim is called Tekev. The reading of the Megillah to establish again the Tekev, the strength. So Rameel says the Tekev means the Tekev of Achashverosh. And Rabbi Yehuda says Tekev Shel Mordechai. And Rabbi Yehi says Tekev Shel Haman. And Rabbi Shimon Yochai says Tekev Shel Nes. What's the pshat in there? Rabbi Yehuda says the Iker, one of the Iker of the whole Purim, Kimu v'Kiblu, that it represents the Kabbalah of the authority of the Chachomim, Teresh v'Baal Peh. You know, the Gemara says that Kofalim HaKigigis, by Maimon Har Sinai, they accepted the Teresh v'Ksav, not the Teresh v'Baal Peh. What do you mean Teresh v'Baal Peh? The authority of the Chachomim. The Chachomim have 100% authority. The Maaser Rabbi Elazar ben Hurkanus. Rabbi Elazar ben Hurkanus, Apostle, came out of the Shemayim, everything like the Halachic Rabbi Elazar Homok, talk to Yeshua, never mind what they say. Rabbi Shemayim, we are the bosses. The Chachomim, we are the bosses. What do we say, Dos Halacha? Even if we make a mistake. Somebody says, Fakir, to the Zokamamri. Zokamamri. Even though he's right. Because we are the boss and we say, you're wrong. So the Klal Yisrael didn't want to accept that. But now when they saw what Mordechai, what he did for them, he saved them from Haman, now they saw that the Chachomim Takir, they are the bosses, they're boss over everything. They're the authority of it. So those are Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehesi says, the Maisim is Haman. Because what is the purpose of the whole mess? The Hashgacha, the Rebbeinu Shlomo, will never let a Rosha get the overhands or rule the world. You know, when the Germans, Yimach Shemom, during the war, there were times that it looked they were going to win. England was on the verge of starving, you know, the U-boats, they couldn't bring any food into England for months or whatever. In 44, when they started shooting the rockets, you know, into a fellow told me, he lived in London, he says, 1940, when there was the Blitz, they used to go and hide in the shelters. 44, they sent up the rockets. All of a sudden, a building would collapse out of nowhere. It was worse. A lot of people left London and went to Letchworth, a little town up north. So you went. The Germans, they could have won the war with Chassidus. And Befrat, if Albert Einstein had stayed in Germany and they had had the atomic bomb, the Rebbeinu Shlomo willed it that this Russia should rule the world. So the Achaz Vomayel Gila Melech is Haman, that's the main point. But Gevizman Hashemayim, Haman is not going to take over the world. No. Reb Shimon ben Yochai is as poshut. What do you have to look for reasons? Talk fresh on this. What's the pshat balayla hu? No. What's the pshat? What the gash? No. Layla hu not of shnas ha melech. What the gemara? Melech. Nis melech. Malke shal eilam. Talk face on this. Same thing, You know, the Ralakashi, how come we left Mitzrayim? We weren't there 400 years. The best of Teres, Lodaiti, B'yod Chazoka, Etziyacha Hashem in Mitzrayim. What's that, Yod Chazoka? The Rebbeinu Shlomo decided, that's it, Fartik. Yod Chazoka. No excuse and no explanation, nothing. I'm the boss. Those are the Pshimim and Yechoy. But Reb Meir says, read the whole thing from top to bottom. Why? Because you might think Achashverus Meshuggah Gavon got angry at his wife, he killed his wife. And next thing I thought, there was a divine plan in all of this. 12 years before the Gzeira from Haman, the Rebbeinu Shlomo saw Vashti should be eliminated and Esther should become the queen. Therefore, you have the refuah before the market, there will be a great situation. So even though the worst things happen, there was everything is by from the beginning to the end, even though it's all hidden away. Those are tremeir, and those are halachas. If you come late to shul, and it's up to by Yom Ha'im, Nodosh Nasamelech, or by Yom Ha'im, Shabbos Melech, you have to go read it again. You must read it, Kol Mafrei Le'Yosso, because everything is in. The Svanach HaPosik in Vayelach, Vayelach states HaPosik, Amos HaPosik. The Yom HaBayim HaHu, after the Techacher, in Vayelach states, Yom HaBayim HaHu, Halo ki ein elokai bekirbi mitzauni haro Yisrael. The Yidden will say, mitzvah sein. You know why all this tzoris happened? Ein elokai bekirbi. The Ben Israel is not here because we have sinned. What is the next passage? The Onoichi haster aster es ponai.
Yeah, that's the remiss.
Frek der Rabban and der Rachayim alle matar and zach. The Jews were already misvada. Aloyin el kabe kirbi mitzoruni rosa. All of a sudden, Onoichi haster aster. The best shot, Lezaiti, Zok, Tzvan HaSefer, von der Enkel von der Khamsvir, Rapsol Amsterdam. Binyan Ariel says of Shatidos. And as Magdim met the Haloche from his grandfather. His grandfather Khamsvir once had a problem. A child. A woman came to him, she bought a chicken, she opened the chicken. Lo and behold, there's no heart. No heart. Come and slice in some rov. So the rov is a kosher. And what's a kosher? While a zeh state that no human and no lahavra, no chayah, no bird can live without a heart. So how does she exist, this chicken? Terence says, she when you opened the chicken, she wasn't careful, it fell on the floor. Along came a cat and swallowed it. That was the end of the heart. But it's impossible. Zokter Binyan Ariel, this was the biggest mistake to say, Ein Elokai Bekirbi Mitzoni Yerushal. Never mind the Royas. Chas v'sholem, you can't say, there was Vienna Tzoris in Germany, in Poland, you know, Chas v'sholem, the Rebbeinu Shlomo himself, every minute. Because he can't, and the world can't exist without Rebbeinu Shlomo there. And that's the biggest mistake they can make. Therefore, and that's why the mayor says, events took place here, don't think they have any connection. But actually, there's a plan from beginning to end. The plan from beginning to end, from the Maisim Mitvashti and Ashverus till the end, is the plan in that Nashgochet every minute of the day. That's what it means. All right, now we got a bit of weiter. Oh, see, the Gemel Sirchis Mitzagdik Chal Tesvov B'Shabbos, right? Magdimen V'Koyre Me'er Shabbos, right? In Yerushalayim they read it on Friday, right? So, but then the Rambam says, Kol HaKerem Kerem Gizman, anybody reads it before this man, they need a minion. But over here is Bismano, because everybody's reading it. So Rabbi Silver is dying in Rambam. So Rambam holds that Yerushalayim also they can read it without a meal. Okay, what's next now? You know wrong numbers? Oh, I want to tell you something very interesting. The halacha in Shulchan Aruch, that when the Chazan reads the Megillah, Malkiriya is reading the Megillah from Agilik Shera, another fellow has a chumash. He shouldn't help the Malkiriya. Right? Shouldn't read along with him. Out loud. Why? Because somebody else might hear him, and he might have kavodas v'yetzer with your reading in the chumash. The chumash is not reading, that's reading from the klaf. Right? So they state the Shulchan Aruch. One of the greatest Rambanim in the 19th century. You know, his father was a simple tailor, the same kind of Rabbi Yosef Ber and Rabbi Eisel Charef and Rabbi Skochon, and he was in that league. So Gadol Frekta Kashi. The Rambam Paskent in Hilchas Megillah. Yeah? Two people can read the Megillah, right? That's what I said. Koro Shnayim. Afilo Asoro. Yotsu Hakeren. Vashem Nim Hakeren. So you might think because all of them are reading from the Megillah. But then the Rambam says, the koyrei godel in my cousin, I feel with Sibo. You can have two people reading it. One is a godel, he's the regular Maltria, and then a cousin. The boy is not bar mitzvah. If he's a cousin, he can't be mitzvah. They can read together. You know, the kashya, somebody might hear the cousin reading, and he's thinking we ate with him. You know, hastira, and the Rambam said, before it's fakir, so the Shulchan Aruch says, Shulchan Aruch fakir, so the Rambam. So he's, זה בלייט על בקשה. זה פסיסי הפסק עם שולחן אורך. He still found פקרס. אז הרמה הוא הלטה של פקרס. זה זה רמה פרק בייס. רמה פרק בייס. וכי קוסן עם הגודל אפילו בציבור. אפילו של רמה. זה סתק הפלט. Now the Rambam says, "Vaitar, in Kerem et Sibol, b'megillah ben Aksuvim." Because our Megillah, just one Megillah by itself. But it seems, what if somebody has the whole Ksuvim in one roll? In one Megillah, he has all the Ksuvim. He has Tillim and the Mishle and everything, and Megillahs, and all the five, Kohelas and so on. State and Din, the Rambam says, Korale Yotso. Yeah. Avol Yochid Kerebo. A Yochid can read a little. If you read your Fragen Lala de Kashi Moshe, they read it in Sibu, and it was a Megillah Ben Aksuvim. So you tell me you're not Yetze. But I Yochid and Ochech Yetze. So if you read it in Sibu, now where's the Yochid? My choice as Betsibu is like, does Me'akiv. You feel a Yochid. All the rest of Shalem is Mano. Slaves of Mano can't be used to be Yochid. And this is a very schwer to understand the Aloha. We can't do that. The Sarai has such a great Sachar Tzibur. Then the Rambam goes into all different Malachas which don't concern us because he tells how you write the Megillah and what kind of a klaf and so on and so on. But that, of course, is safer us to know that. Hakoyrei Shasta, when he reads Megillah, so he reads Aseres b'nei Homon, and the word Aseres b'nei Shima Achas, so one breath. The Chaschila. The Ledia Kolom, she Kulam Nitlu b'nei Hergu Kiechot. To show that they were all were hung at the same time. They were all killed at the same time. When were they killed? They weren't killed with Homon. Homon was killed. Homon, what did he all say to Homon? Second day of Pesach. Second day of Pesach. But the Aseres Bnei Homon were killed in the war. The war was Yud Gimel Adar in the second year. That's why we have the Tainus Esther. Tainus Sester is the day of the war. Because actually there's no Mokel in the Gemara of Tainus Sester. So that they went to war, they all fasted, and that was the day that they killed all of Selzman Hillman, and they hung him the same day. So therefore I have said, but it's an Itzmiyakiv. Instead, the Chayyotim says only about Kriya has to say it's been a Shema Achas. But the Minig is that everybody says it. No? Say the Minig. But Kriya stops and everybody says, but you try to say it all in one breath. But if you don't say it in one breath, yes. But the Yemen, as long as we got rid of them, and the Philippines been with Shema Achas, yes. If you read it in the tzibur, a yochid doesn't have to do this, but a tzibur doesn't mean it. They spread out the Megillah, the whole thing, like a letter, a geras, and the Baal Kriya Taka reads it like a letter. You don't pause between every pasuk. And the Sefer Torah, you can come to, but Megillah, you read it. I remember in the yeshiva one year, it was stuck in the middle of the week, everybody was fasting. We had about three readers in 20 minutes flat.
Wow.
Didn't miss a word. 20 minutes. Can be butter sweet. 20 minutes he made the Megillah. Because you read it in the Chanaz without stopping, so you can make it 20 minutes. Oh, but thus it, the Chatzchila, you do it, you get us. Then the Rambam thinks about the mitzvah, of course, of Matonis Lov Yenim and the Suda. Cheva Suda Zu Sheikh al Boso. You should have the fleshings of Chazkila. The Yisakin Suda no Gashim Zioli. Not just a meal. It's like you didn't have and so should eat in the daytime, not at night. Yeah. The Sheso Yayin and drinking wine. Main thing is wine. Actually, Yisakin Zioli. Even though you may fall asleep in the middle. Two things to a chavan. That was it. In the Gemara state, that there were two brothers, Michlefis, who's a sign of the, listen, can you get me the tour of Michlefis Miller, please? The tour with the Bach. Also, the Gemara state, the Gemara state that there were two brothers, that Chiyabarov, the one else, so Rashi says they were aniyim. They couldn't afford to send shalchmonis. So they each one invited the other one. One year Reuven ate with Shimon, the next year Shimon ate with Reuven. So the Bach says something very interesting. He says this is the proper way to be mekayim shalchmonis. Elstamayse. This is the proper way. Shalach Manas. Here's the Bach. Hechlev Sudose. Oh, so he said, Oz Megillah. Abaye Barovin, Reb Hanani Barovin, Nechlev Sudosei Lahadoni. So they used to eat together, learn the Bach. Und das ist Shalach Manas. The real Shalach Manas is to eat with somebody else, to eat the family all. And I said, Mishpachas eat together. Das ist Shalach Manas. Don't have to send it out the street. You can send, you can invite people, you invite your brother, you invite family, eat together, dos and shalach monas. Oh, so he says, dos and shalach monas. Together they sat together, two brothers, and they celebrated dos and emes of shalach monas. There's a bach here in Tofrei Sadik, the end of Tofrei Sadik. The grace of Bach. So it's good night to the fast of this Bach. The whole business is sending Shalach Manas and 50 people out there. Shtusim alo. I don't know where this minute came from. Okay, I think we'll call it a night. What's not? There's one word in today's said I want to leave you with a kasha. Pasuk says, Evdilo haporeches lochem ben ha-kodesh u-ben kodesh ha-kodosh. In the Mishkan, there was a Kodesh, there was Kodesh Kodoshim. What was dividing him? The Poreches. Zotra Meir Simcha Meshach Chochma is also another interpretation. Kedosh is the Kohen, Kohen Hedges. Kohen Godel is Kedosh HaKadoshim. The Kohen was allowed to enter the Mishkan to go as far as the Porechas. He could be doing Shulchan and the Menorah and Mizbeach, but he could not go into Kedosh HaKadoshim where there was the Yom Kedosh. The Kohen Godel was allowed to go beyond the Porechas. He could go all the way into the Yom. So Tavizdila Porechas Lochem, the Porechas is Mavzul, Bein HaKodesh, the Kohen Hedges, the Kodesh Kodesh Mekingot. The only kasha I have is a Gemara Meforeshes in the end of Psochem, that Vayavdel Aaron HaKadosh Kodesh Kodoshim, all the children of Aaron, having a Kohen Hedges, is a Kodesh Kodesh Mekingot. That's what I'm talking about. Okay, Rabbi Isaac, leave you the kashi.
Come on. Do I have to do more?
As I'm here till next week, you know, it's time to session. There'll be no session.